This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Monday, April 14th. Welcome. Hope you guys had a really great weekend. We are back at it. Ready to go. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. This weekend, I mean, it was filled of just live stream, Coachella this, Coachella that. My least favorite thing about the Coachella live streaming was when the camera zoomed in on the performance. It's incredible. The performance, like let's say it's Lisa, they're dancing really good. And then they zoom out to the crowd. I'm like, I don't care about the crowd.
Yeah, we don't want to see the crowd.
I want to see Lisa dance. So whenever it would like go out and zoom out on the crowd, or even just like looking at the big stage and how many thousands and thousands of people are there, I'm like, get to the dancing, get to the performer.
Yeah, there was a lot of performances that we're going to talk about this morning. Just all the way from Friday to last night, and so definitely something. I was kind of watching at it. I don't know. I wasn't like super like, oh my gosh, I have to watch Coachella. But the performances I did see, I liked. For the most part.
Favorite performance?
Lady Gaga by far. Mm-hmm. Like she was. I've never seen anything like her performance before. She was absolutely incredible. What'd you think?
I was in shock with what she brought to the table. I knew some bits and pieces. Some people were kind of spoiling it for me that were already there. Like they said there would be like a sandbox. There was like very gothic and skeletons would come out. I'm like, very Lady Gaga, very on brand of her. Other performances that I really loved was Charli XCX.
She was pretty amazing too. And she brought out some guests. We're going to talk about that coming up in what's trending this morning. But we also had a really great time yesterday at the Vegas Thrill Game. It was Mix 94.1 night. It was Ninth Island night. And so many people came out. And we had just a really good time with that. It was so much fun. Unfortunately, we got the loss. But, yeah. You know, what can you do?
I love seeing you at the Vegas Thrill Games because you're kind of like running all over the place with the camera guy. They're like, okay, place you here. And then I need you to do this line. And it's kind of cool seeing you behind the scenes
with
the Vegas Thrill Games.
Yeah, I've got a handler and he basically tells me where I gotta go, when I gotta go there, and what I gotta say. Like, here's your cards, say this, do this. I'm like, okay, yeah. So it's a lot of fun. And there were so many listeners out there last night. It was so much fun.
Other than that, really, I just went Coachella live stream, Vegas Thrill Game yesterday. What else? Go to the park with Momo. James and I really just relax. It's the weather's getting a little warmer, so we just kind of stayed in and relaxed in the couch. It was Couchella.
Couchella, that's the way to go. Yeah, yesterday I checked out the Bahrain Grand Prix for F1. If you're a fan, watch that. Watched a little bit of the Masters, and that was really exciting. So yeah, it was a nice, chill weekend, and I'm really excited. We're getting back at it today. And one of our friends is going to be joining us on the show this morning. One of our radio friends, his name is Julian, and he's going to be joining us right around 6 o'clock and hanging out with us on the show this morning. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot going on, including your tickets to the Legoland Resort. They are four resort Hopper tickets to Legoland. It's going to be so much fun. And we've got them coming up at 7:30 with Heads Up also, or no, rather with Mega Minute. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, we have a major concert announcement along with tickets for you to see this show. So a lot going on. Let's start the show now, though. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik? Do you want to hear Bailamos by Enrique Iglesias? Or do you want to hear Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO?
I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So we were talking about tattoos, the ones that actually mean something to you. Some people will get like a heart or an inspirational quote, but Steph, your friend took it in a completely different direction. What happened?
I was actually so shocked by my friend that did this. This past weekend, I was at a Filipino pop-up store, and what they do is they have like graphic tees that are dedicated to the Filipino culture, and I'm actually wearing one right now. It's called the Jeepney, and it's just all these cool stuff from the Philippines. And what they get when you get a purchase with the shirt is a Jollibee hat. And if you don't know what Jollibee is, it's a Filipino fast food restaurant. They are known for their chicken joy. And so I posted a picture on my Instagram. I'm like, look at my new Jollibee hat. My friend responded to my Jollibee hat post and said, guess what, girl? I just got a new tattoo and it's of the Jollibee logo.
Oh my gosh, that is dedication right there.
And if you don't know what the Jollibee logo, it's of the Jollibee mascot, Jolly. He's a bee, he's red, he has a cute little hat, chef's hat. She took a picture and she sent it to me. Swear to you, it looks just like spot on. If you look at the Chicken Joy bucket, it's like they plastered the mascot right on her body. And I think she got it on her thigh. Hysterical.
You have to really love a place to get their logo, like literally free advertising on your body for the rest of your life. You have to really love that place.
I can imagine her going to a Jollibee. She goes, hey, auntie, look at me. I got a Jollibee tattoo. And she's like, Chicken Joy for the rest of your life for free.
That is so funny. My daughter went to a Jollibee for the first time this weekend in San Diego. She didn't like it.
She did it. What did she try?
Well, so she did her research before. She's like, I heard they have spaghetti, but it's sweet.
Yes.
And it has hot dogs in it. And I was like, girl, I put hot dogs in your mac and cheese when you were little. What's the difference? She's like, I don't like sweet spaghetti, so I'm not ordering that. I'm like, okay, so what do you, I go, try the chicken. I've had it. It's really good. She's like, I don't know. So I talked to her last night. I'm like, so how did it go? She's like, I just got a chicken sandwich and some fries. I was like, oh, okay. How was it? She's like, meh. It was like a 4 out of 10. I was like, really? Ugh. I was shocked because I really like Jollibee, but she was not a fan.
It's the Filipino spaghetti is an acquired taste.
She didn't even end up getting that.
No, but that's true.
I was surprised when I tried that for the first time. I know that, you know, sweet spaghetti sounds weird, but I actually liked it. Yeah. I thought it was kind of good. It was a different, it wasn't what I was expecting. That was for sure.
Is there something that you love so much? I know you don't have any tattoos, but let's say I dared you on like a Friday the 13th, Mercedes, a free tattoo. What would you get? Like something that you love as a brand?
I've told you this before. There's no way I'll ever get a tattoo. But if I did, it would be the heart logo from BTS that they use on one of their album covers. I love the heart. I just think a heart is a really pretty symbol. And I love the specific one they have because it's like a scribbled heart. It's like kind of messy. And I've actually looked at that before and thought like that would be a really cool tattoo. And I know tons of people that have it. So I would be like a walking billboard for BTS pretty much.
I love that heart of the BTS. I can totally see it on you. And if you wanted a color, I know you would do purple, But there's another logo that I thought of you of.
A logo? Okay.
A logo?
What is it, of a brand or a sports team or what?
It's a brand. It's sportswear.
Sportswear?
Nike swoosh.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never do that. Are you crazy?
You wouldn't.
No, would you do a Nike swoosh?
Never.
maybe the Jordan logo.
Okay. Or a Lululemon.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It's Monday, April 14th, and here we are, ready to go. Producer Steph is here, and also here is one of our radio friends, Julian. Hey!
Good morning. What's up, ladies?
Good morning. I'm so glad that you came in and joined the show. Julian's in town, and he's like, hey, you know, I'll come in and we'll hang out. And we're like, yes, let's do this. So you went with us to the Thrill game last night. How was your first professional volleyball game?
Yeah, it was cool. You know when you go to a basketball game, right, and you're like all the way up in the rafters and the players look a lot short. Like they don't look as tall as they really are, right?
Yeah, right.
So first time being on the floor or something, I'm like, wow, these ladies are tall.
Now,
transparently speaking, I'm only 5'5", so everyone's tall to me. But the average height, do y'all know the average height for a female pro volleyball player?
I would guess, I would say 6 foot.
Online, tall.
Six?
It says tall.
It just doesn't give an exact number. That's funny.
No, Mercedes, you're close. It's 5'11".
Okay. Wow. Yeah, they're really... I mean, you have the liberos, which bring down the average. And a libero is... they only play back row, and they tend to be smaller because they have to be close to the ground because they got to pick up these balls. But the front row girls, oh my gosh. 6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
The blockers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah. That was so fun to have you there. How has Vegas been treating you? You've been here for just 24 hours, but... Have you been to Vegas before?
Like in and out, you know what I mean, for quick things here and there, but nothing for like a long period of time.
Okay, yeah. So you haven't had a chance to experience any of the touristy stuff yet?
No. You mean like no? I haven't. I've been to like the clubs back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay, tell us what clubs you remember from back in the day.
Oh my gosh!
And like, what was that experience like?
I'm just shooting from the hip here. Maybe like, is it Aria?
Okay.
Well, that's the hotel, and they have clubs in there. I can't remember the names.
Jewel is a nightclub in Aria.
I remember a long time ago going to one of the pool parties. I felt so, like, I dig it, but I also felt very uncomfortable because I'm so out of shape. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, honestly speaking, it's like, oh my gosh, you have the short guy, then he's also out of shape. It's like, ugh, it's like, you know, I got to get a win here.
Julian's pointing out all his flaws literally in the first 2 minutes of the show.
I love it.
But it's like, you fit right in.
It's like a muscle competition. I feel like I'm at Muscle Beach. Do you know what I mean?
Oh man, and the, like the ladies too, everything,
perfect.
BBLs, like everything. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so cool that you're going to be joining us on the show this morning. And so everyone should send some love to Julian. You can always reach out to us here on text and call us 702-364-9400. You'll definitely want to use that number because we've got a lot happening on the show this morning. We have a huge concert announcement, 9 o'clock this morning, and we will give away tickets to that. And then coming up at 7 o'clock, Julian, have you heard us do Beat Mercedes? Have you heard us play that
before?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could beat me on a song?
I'm going to say yes, confident. Well, sure, yes.
She's really good.
That didn't sound very confident, but I'm going to go sure, just to challenge you.
We have a $375 diamond pendant up for grabs here this morning from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. You guys are so sweet. They're sending in some texts about you, Julian. Don't know who this guy is, but he's fun.
Really?
It's Julian. He's one of our radio friends joining us on the show this morning. This is going to be a lot of fun this morning. Stick around. And let's get to what is going on the show this morning. Like I said, we are going to be giving away that diamond pendant. We are also going to be giving away Legoland tickets. And on the way next, we have what's trending. It was triple digit heat and even hotter performances. Lady Gaga, Charlie XCX, Bernie Sanders? Yes, really. What surprise that had the entire desert screaming. I've got your Coachella weekend recap coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's Check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Coachella is trending this morning. Did you guys watch the live stream? Did you go? Are you still there? Weekend one in the desert did not come to play. Temperatures hit triple digits. The performances, though, they were even hotter. So Lady Gaga, she kicked off Friday night with a five-act headlining set that felt like a full-on theater production. Absolutely incredible. Did you guys see the part of the show where she was full-on playing chess in the performance? Did you guys see that?
No.
It was like a chessboard, and she was the queen on one side, and then there was like the everybody was on a square, and they were dancing and moving in chess moves. It was the most innovative thing I've ever seen.
So incredible. The staging and all of that with Lady Gaga, it blows my mind how every time she just crushes it.
See, right there, what you're saying, I caught bits and pieces. I missed the chess segment, but that's what I mean, right? That's what you're saying, right? The fact that it's an experience. She's not just going back and forth on the stage and singing into a mic.
No.
She literally made... She made me feel something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was incredible. Here's Abracadabra. I mean, it was just crazy. Then you have Saturday turned into a full-on rave with Charli XCX. She brought back the Brat Summer Pack. We're talking Troye Sivan, Lorde, and Billie Eilish. She was so fun. I loved her. And when I was screaming every time she brought out someone on stage.
She, out of everybody, had the best special performances. When she brought out Troye, then Lorde came out even bigger, and then Billie was just on the floor. I was like, yes, this is my jam. I love Charli. It was Bratchella to me.
Yeah, it was so good. Did you guys see Green Day at all? Did you see them perform?
I think I saw, I saw them do American Idiot.
Yeah, they did, right? Like a whole punk nostalgia montage. American Idiot, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
My father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast.
Were there any standout performances for you guys over the weekend?
Well, first, with the Green Day thing, can I just say, those guys don't age.
They don't. They look exactly the same. Yeah, they look exactly the same, for sure.
I would say, yeah, Lady Gaga for sure. I would say, even if you're not the biggest Gaga fan, I highly suggest, going back to the stream, checking it out. Post Malone for me. I stayed up last night to watch a little bit of him. And, I mean, that dude is a full-on rock star. You know, I was telling you in the car on the way here. I mean, some people are just like, they live that rock star vibe, and he is it. When he just stands there with his jeans and his shirt that's way too small for him, and the crowd's going, and he's just drinking his beer. Do you know what I mean? It's not as much as what he does, it's what he says.
I love his vibe right? On stage. I think he puts on a great show, but I have to say, I don't like the direction Post Malone is going in.
Why?
He's like countrifying all of his old songs. Like listening yesterday to Sunflower Country Style, I was like, why? Like, I get it. You have your country side. Sing those songs country. But don't do the classics that way. This is him closing the show with Rockstar. I was watching the comments during this live stream, and he was getting just eaten up. They're like, this isn't Stagecoach. What is he doing? Like, yeah, it was not good. But I agree with you. He's a great showman. I just wish he would leave his songs the way that he originally put them out, you know?
So the fact that he's diversifying himself in regard to formats and music, that's you don't care about that. You just want him to play what he started originally singing.
I respect his country era, even though I'm not a fan of it. But like, yeah, the original songs, the Sunflowers, the Rock Stars, like those were how I like to hear them. I don't like the mashup kind of thing.
I get that. It's like, you know, when you come to expect something, then you know what you're going to get, right?
It's kind of like when Lauryn Hill went on tour. She had to like rap all the songs all differently. Maybe that's what you're kind of expecting.
Yeah.
With Post Malone. I see that.
I'm just being picky. Benson Boone. Did you guys see his performance?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, you have some thoughts. I have a feeling. Okay, yeah. Well, he like channeled Freddie Mercury performing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen with Brian May as a special guest. Here's that. What's our take on Benson here? What do you think?
Okay. So I'm just being really transparent. He's super talented. He's a great, great vocals, et cetera, et cetera. He fills out all the boxes. But have you ever like just didn't rock with an artist, and I have no specific reason. I just don't. It's almost like he's too perfect. You ever like meet someone? It could be just anyone on the street or an artist, etc. That's just too perfect, and I can't pinpoint what it is, but it's like I want someone to have imperfections. There has to be something wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with Benson Boone.
Yeah, it's just too perfect. And that's just me personally. And again, he's talented. I just sometimes just don't have a clear answer.
I think that he has so many similarities to Freddie Mercury, and maybe that's a thing where people are like, do your own thing, stop trying to be him or something like that. But you know, the flips on stage and the showmanship, and I like his new single. So I'm what are Benson Boone fans called?
Boonies?
I don't
know.
I think I'm a Boonie. Julian, you are not a Boonie.
Not so much Boonie.
You're a Postie fan, though. That's where we can agree to disagree. And that is what's trending.
Stay with me.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And we're so excited. We have our friend Julian in studio with us morning. How is it like waking up at the crack of dawn? Has it been a while since you've gotten up this early?
It's been a while, but you know what? Like I think some people are built for this, and it doesn't bother me. I love it.
You've done morning radio before. This is not your first rodeo, like getting up this early.
I have.
Yeah, so you've got plenty of experience.
Yeah,
so
I feel like I'm getting more out of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your day gets started way earlier, but it doesn't end earlier for me. That's the thing. It just keeps ending at the same time. So we were just talking about Alicia Keys. Now, she has been married to Swiss Beats for how long have they been married for?
15 years around that time frame. Long time.
And what did you find out about them? This is amazing to me.
Yeah, so they said this like maybe a week or two ago, how she basically went on record to say that we've never been in an argument. Everyone's talking about it. Matter of fact, you know, Steph, play the audio. What she just recently said this in regard to that when someone asked directly the question. Go ahead.
What do you say to the haters that were like, they never had an argument in 15 years?
I have no idea what anyone said about that. Me and my baby on fire.
All right. So me and my baby, we on fire. She's exactly pretty vague. She's basically saying we good.
But that's amazing to be married for that amount of time and never have a fight. Like I call BS on that. There's no possible way.
It's so funny you say that. I thought you're gonna say so. Me being, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. So automatically from the jump, I'm gonna be like, well, it's just hard for me to fathom. You know what I mean? Not arguing. Now, when I say arguing, I don't mean like in loudness. I don't mean like volume. I mean just having disagreements and voicing them. To me, that could be like a mini argument. I mean, you've been married how long?
I've been married for over 20 years. Yeah.
So you've had plenty.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing with my husband and I. We don't argue very often. I will admit that. It's not very I feel like you just got to pick your battles, but it's the most ridiculous things that get us to argue. And when we do, it will last like 3 days. And it's not just like arguing for 3 days. It's like, I'm mad and now we won't talk for 3 days. And that's our argument.
Now, after that argument, after the 3 day ordeal, I mean, there's no ill will after that, right?
No, it's like we just kind of forget about it. Like it just goes away or we'll hash it out. Like the last argument we had, and I know you can relate to this because you are a sneakerhead, is him buying shoes. Like it's got to stop. Like no more. And the other day, a package came and I picked it up and he didn't expect that. He didn't think I'd be home when that package came. So I go, another pair of shoes. And he looked at me and was like, well, I used a gift card that I got for my birthday. I'm like, Like, we don't need any more of these, you know?
Not to get off topic, you should probably send it to a friend's address. Anyway.
Give it to Julian.
Yeah. So, you know, I look, I'm not going to call anyone for being untruthful, but it's hard for me to buy what she's selling, Alicia Keys. You know what I mean? I think that, just me projecting, I think they probably have many arguments, but she kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? She kind of, you know, it falls by the wayside.
Wants,
you
know, to maintain appearances like everything is all good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having differences. I would think it's healthy because you get to know someone more authentically, no?
Do you feel like it's possible to have a relationship without any disagreements, any arguments? 702-364-9400. And what is the most ridiculous thing that you have gotten into an argument with your spouse over? I feel like a lot of times people want everyone to think everything is perfect in their relationship. So they try to act like it is and like, oh, we never fight, we never do this. But if you care that much about what people think, then you've got bigger fish to fry, you know, in your relationship.
Sure. There's so many layers of this too. And then I also wonder, you know, are there some couples that maybe one might submit to the other because they want to avoid the argument?
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Okay. That's fair. And I can see that. It's like, it's not worth it. We got much bigger fish to fry.
Well, seriously, like something as simple as, you know, I wanted to watch Hacks over the weekend and he wanted to watch The Last of Us, which came out last night. And I was like, I'm not gonna fight about it. I'll just watch Hex later. Like, why would I get into this battle? We could watch The Last of Us, you know. And we both fell asleep, so it didn't even matter in the end.
You guys have one TV?
No, but we like to watch it together.
Oh, that's cute. See, no, but that's cute.
We're
that's
like
cute.
Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz. Everything's perfect in our relationship. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, guys, so did you see the Blue Origin launched its first all-female crew into space on the New Shepard rocket? It has landed. Everyone is safe. It carried 6 accomplished women on this 11-minute suborbital flight. Reached 62 miles above Earth. So on board the flight was Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, Aisha Beau, Amanda Nguyen, and Carrie Ann Flynn. And they just landed. I'm watching the live stream of it now. They haven't opened the hatch to get them out yet, but they were screaming. You could hear them screaming inside and they were like so excited. They got to experience weightlessness for like 4 minutes. So it was kind of a cool thing.
That is cool. School me on something like this. I'm just learning about it. Is this something, do they pay for this?
I think they were all offered that for free, but people can pay for it. I think because of their stature and stuff, like Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez. And like literally these are the people who can pay for it. Mm. But I think really rich people can do this. And they got to, you know, they had to go under extensive training. This wasn't just like, want to try it and get in. Like, you actually have to train for something like
this. So, Mercedes, let's say the opportunity comes up. Let's say it's free. Let's say it's free, but you have to go through extensive training. You have to give up a lot for this opportunity, but you also gain a lot. Would you?
I don't think I would do it. I don't know. I'm one of those people, I try to be an optimist, but I always think of what if, you know? And to me, being weightless for 4 minutes does not equate to something I'm willing to put my life on the line
for. So you're
thinking
like half glass empty on this one?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Would you do something like this?
I don't know. Are they paying me?
You don't have to pay. They're not paying you, but you don't have to pay. Also this morning, did you guys see this story about Britney Spears? Like, we know that for the past few years, she acts kind of erratically, and sometimes we question what she does, but she just touched down in Mexico the other day for a little vacation, and here's the weird part. One of her bodyguards, he was carrying this baby doll wrapped in a pink blanket as they got off the plane, and Britney does have a doll collection. That's not uncommon. I collect Barbies, but the fact that, like, she has to take this doll with her when she travels, and it's wrapped and it's carried like it's a real child. Is that something that's a little off? What do you guys think?
It's definitely not normal, but I, you know what? Maybe I need to read more into this, but I just wonder, part of me wonders if, okay, it's twofold. Part of me wonders, okay, what's up with her circle and why are they not protecting her, looking out for her?
Yeah.
But then part of me also wonders, do you think she's aware of this and what's going on? And meaning, is this planned? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, do you think she's doing this to get to people to talk?
I just wonder. Since we don't know her, it's kind of like we're forecasting, right? I just wonder.
Yeah.
Possible.
Do you ever carry around a baby doll, Steph, as an adult? I mean,
no.
I know like little girls play with dolls all the time. But.
I don't. I think about Britney Spears, though. Like, she was a child star. It's like she really didn't have a childhood. All she did was from the ground running Mickey Mouse Club to now she's been working. Well, maybe not recently, but still. She didn't get to have that childhood that we did. So I think there's a part of her that still needs to heal her inner child, and that's why I think maybe these are the reasons why she's acting the way she is,
carrying stuff around.
But yeah, this comes out of the blue. Like, Steph, it's not like Steph Mercedes, it's not like she's been doing it consistently, right? We just started reading about it. It's not like we've seen this. She never posted it on Instagram besides her feet
and her dancing.
Yeah, or her knife dancing. But that we know of. I'm just saying that we know of. Like, we only hear what we see. We don't know every single part of her life and every second. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Her circle, that's a good point, though. I don't know, like, who is in her circle and what is their motive here?
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it just seems like there's a hidden motive, and it makes me sad for her.
Yeah.
You know?
See, just right there, we don't know who's in her circle. To me, that's a problem.
Yeah, what big time problem. Finally this morning, okay, I want to know what your opinions are on this. Students from a Milwaukee high school are going to be required to take a breathalyzer test if they want to get into their prom. So this prom letter on the school's website says that when students arrive to prom, they will go through a weapons detection, have their belongings searched, and be breathalyzed. Some students are turned off by these rules. They say they're not going to attend. Others are like, I'm unbothered. I don't care. I'm not going to drink. And the school is standing firm on this. What do you guys think?
Okay. Responsible Julian says, I get it. And then part of me, not the irresponsible part of me, but the other part of me thinks maybe they need to like lax. But at the end of the day, it is their, I mean, it's their prom.
Okay, be honest. You would you guys drinking. Have gotten into your prom if they had a breathalyzer at the door?
Yes.
You would have?
Actually, it didn't, the alcohol didn't start till after. So during, maybe that's why I hated my prom so much, because I was sober.
Okay, would you?
All my friends around me, no, they would not get in. Me, absolutely. I don't drink.
That's perfect. You're like the DD, you know? I was like you. I would have gotten into the prom, left the prom fine. But after the prom, don't come find me.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. Laura, you are caller 20.
Hey,
are you there, Laura?
Laura. Laura.
Hello. I'm here.
And there
Sorry.
She is. Yes, we hear you. You are caller 20. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Absolutely.
All right. We have this $375 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. It's Monday, so like I'm moving a little slow this morning, so this is a really good chance for you to actually beat me. So are you ready to do it?
I am.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. I'm leaving the studio. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. Yes. All right. She's leaving the studio. Laura, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud and proud into the microphone of your phone. And okay. Then from there, you got no hemming and hawing. 5 seconds. Once you say got it, you got to give me an answer, okay?
Awesome.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
I got it.
What you got?
Got it.
What you got?
You want me to say the name?
Yep, artist and title.
It's Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Okay, I'm writing down your time. We're bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes, Laura, you're dropping your kids off at school. What part of town are you in?
Southern Highlands.
Awesome. All right, I'm putting you on hold. Mercedes is coming back in. Hello.
Hello. Hello,
right.
Hello.
Ready to do this?
Yeah, that was another fast one.
It was
fast. Okay, right.
The next sound that you hear is a song. And that song starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Butterfly, Crazy Town.
Okay, you stopped the clock at 1.1 seconds.
Okay.
And you were correct.
Okay.
Laura was also correct.
Oh my gosh. How fast?
2.9 seconds.
No.
Just by a second. second you beat her.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I feel bad.
Do you though?
Not really. I'm sorry, Laura. I'm sorry for beating you because, wow, that was really fast. But yeah, I mean, now it's a $400 diamond pendant. I mean, you can't be mad about that, right, Laura? I just help you guys get it bigger and bigger. So that means tomorrow morning, same time, your chance to win a $400 diamond pendant courtesy of Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. And here's Crazy Town now. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning here with our friend Julian joining us in studio. Producer Steph is here. I know we've been talking about Coachella this morning, and I feel very passionate about something when it comes to Coachella. After watching Lady Gaga's set at Coachella this weekend, I have to make a bold statement. She is the best performer of this generation. Full stop. I don't want to debate. I don't need a panel. I just need you to go and watch what she did on stage and tell me who is doing it like her. Spoiler alert, no one. No one is doing it like her. Did you guys see that performance this week? It was insane.
It was good. Okay, I'm sorry. No. Calm down. It was great. No, you're right. The storylines, and it's... I feel like I'm doing her a disservice by explaining what she did. But, you know, I do like how she sagged. You know, I was looking up. I missed the chess part when she did Poker Face, like you were mentioned earlier on the show. But even sagging from song to song, did you see when she did Alejandro?
Yes.
She's like, she said all this stuff. I couldn't even, honestly, I can't even, like, preface everything she said. But and then she stares at the crowd and she goes, Alejandro, are you there? You know, she doesn't just get into the song. She actually... like gets into it, and
it's
there's a
artistry
story,
right? You know,
but you know, when you're talking about artists, I think it's also about expectations, right? When you're talking about like what artists of our generation or the artists of our generation, what are the expectations? Like Mercedes, are you looking for like lyricism, storytelling? Are they able to cross like, you know, format boundaries from doing country, rock, etc.? What are the goals here?
Well, that's a good question, and it's very valid. Who do you think is the artist of this generation? 702-364-9400. I think you have to touch on all of those at some point. You have to have great lyrics. You have to have artistry, something that keeps people engaged visually. You have to have a voice. Like, the voice has to be fabulous. And just going on all those things, I think that Lady Gaga not just checks all the boxes, but like puts gold stars on all of them with stamps and stickers and all of that. Do you disagree? Do you think there's someone else that is better?
No, I dig her. You know what I mean? Like, transparently, I'm not going to pay money to see her.
What?
But I'm not, you know, I'm kind of cheap when it comes to going to concerts. But I will say that the one concert I ponied up money for was Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour. And I never do that. Like, again.
Okay. You've got an argument here. Let's hear it.
Just keep it going. No, just keep the song going for the next 3 hours.
I mean, Taylor's amazing. She is amazing. So do you think she is the artist of this generation?
I think, well, for me personally, because I can bop to her in the car. It just makes me, it's just not serious. You know what I mean? Like, I can bop to her, not to mention, when you see her live, it's so different because she's actually performing. She's not singing over a track or anything like that. And what's crazy is, like, how do these artists remember all the lyrics? I don't remember what I did yesterday, much less last time we talked 5 minutes ago.
I went to a concert once. I can't remember who the concert was, but they had a teleprompter with their lyrics on it. I remember looking back and seeing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, who was it? I got to remember who that was. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, Taylor didn't do that.
No, she doesn't do that.
Gaga's not doing that. I think it just depends on expectations. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I call it the head bop test. It's make me bop my head into the car. I'm going to rock with it. And Taylor Swift is that person. I love all her music, even the serious music.
I'm never going to argue with you against Taylor. Like, she is fabulous, and she's got so many different sides to her that I think that is a valid argument. Steph, who do you think is the artist of this generation?
You already know who I'm going to say.
Oh, of course, Beyonce.
Beyonce, seriously, if you've never seen her live, you don't even have to know all of her music. You just know that you're going to go in. She's going to be an incredible show. Her vocal range, when she did her Renaissance World Tour, she opened up with Dangerously in Love, one of her first songs ever 20 years ago. And it made me cry just hearing her that. Not only is she a great performer, but just the global impact that she's had and the cultural phenomenon that she is. You go in and she's going to take you on a journey. When I listen to Beyonce, I feel like I'm the only person in the room. Like, she's singing to me and only me. And that's why every time I've seen Beyonce, I know that it's going to be an amazing show.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. She's got the fan base to prove it. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Hey, Ramon, good morning. Who do you think is the artist of this generation?
I think it's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Oh, there is a valid argument for Bruno Mars. He has such talent.
He's also very smart because he does collaborations, right? And he, like, for example, the Apete song. Look at that.
Oh, with Rosé.
Yeah.
Well, Die with a Smile with Lady Gaga.
He's really strategic. And in all seriousness, I like the fact that I'm a quarter inch taller than him. So, I mean, look, I'm with you. Is it Ramon?
Yeah, that was Ramon.
I'm with you, Ramon.
We're getting some texts here. People are saying that Taylor Swift, 100,000%. Mm-hmm. This one says Gaga's concerts are way too out there. This text says, I do think there's some notable generational talent at the moment. There are some great artists. But when I think of generational, I'm thinking of someone that has changed music with their talent forever. It's one way before then. It's a new way now. Lots of Bruno Mars here. I feel like with Gaga, I mean, I think Beyonce's the blueprint. Taylor is the machine. And Gaga is the art.
Wow, that's bold.
That was a music review right there.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Chantal, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. Ready to try the Mega Minute?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets for you to check out Legoland, California. You've heard it before, right? You know how it works?
I think so.
60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right in that time, and the tickets are yours. We got this, Chantel. I think we can do it.
You guys got this. All right, Chantel, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What music festival is currently taking place in Indio, California?
Coachella.
Yes. What plant food do pandas eat?
Bamboo.
Yes. Forrest Gump said life is like a box of what?
Chocolate.
Yes. Campbell's makes what kind of canned food?
Chicken noodle soup.
We'll take that. Yes. Mark Hoppus is a member of what band?
Pass.
Lisa from Blackpink plays the character Mook in what show?
White Lotus.
Yes. Who directed the classic film Jurassic Park?
Pass.
What is the smallest state in America?
Maine?
No. Which rock band is known for singing the song Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh my gosh, pass.
What amendment is the right to free speech?
First Amendment.
Yes. I'm sorry, Chantel. We had, a couple that you got hung up on. And honestly, they weren't super easy. Mark Hoppus is a member of what band? That's Blink 182. The director of the classic film Jurassic Park, that is Steven Spielberg. Smallest state in America is Rhode Island.
Oh.
Maine was a good guess, but Rhode Island is teeny tiny, teeny tiny. And then the rock band that's known for singing the song Sweet Home Alabama. That is Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm so sorry, Chantel. That means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute this morning. So caller 20, you get these tickets, 4 of them, Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland, California.
Hot, hot,
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, we're here with our friend Julian, who's joining us on the show today. Steph is here. Ramon is here. You guys, did you watch the Masters yesterday? Or for the past few days, did you watch?
Did not, but I did hear. Oh, I did check out the story that you're about to talk about.
This is pretty cool. Even if you're not a golfer, you have to appreciate this. Rory McIlroy, he completed his career Grand Slam on Sunday by winning the Masters, and it was so dramatic the way he did it. He did not make it easy for himself. He went into day four, he had a 2-stroke lead over Bryson DeChambeau, and Justin Rose came back from 7 shots down. So it made this all very interesting. Rory could have won it on the 18th, but his second shot went into the bunker and then he missed a five foot putt. So then, you know, he finished tied with Rose at 11 under. That forced a playoff. And then fans were worried that he was going to blow it because he's kind of known for blowing leads. Like, he's done it before. He, in the 2011 Masters, he went in with a 4-stroke lead and then he ended up losing by 10. So they're like, oh no, here we go again. But yesterday's playoff ended up taking only one hole. Rose made par. Rory, he stuck it 2 feet and made birdie to win and immediately fell to his knees and sobbed. Here's some audio of him winning his first Masters.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
It was really exciting, really cool that he finally got it. So now that was the last major he needed to for a career Grand Slam. He's won the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, the Open Championship or the British Open, and now this one. So there you go.
Do you follow this guy a lot?
I don't, but my husband's a sports photographer, so he shoots golf a lot. So I know a lot of these golfers through him.
Okay, so his history, has he always been kind of, for lack of a better word, the underdog?
Not so much the underdog, but like the choker.
The choker. Okay, so this is why.
He's really good, but sometimes he just chokes when it's really important.
When I first read the story, automatically I thought, and I don't know if this makes sense. Have you ever seen the movie Rocky?
Yeah.
I thought this is kind of like, but Rocky's kind of like the underdog.
Yes.
He's not really the underdog. I thought this is kind of like a Rocky moment, but maybe,
it's kind of, because it's like redemption. Like everyone's like, oh no, don't do this again. So it was just really beautiful. And anytime someone cries when they win a championship, that'll get me every single time.
Yeah, know? No, I can only imagine. I've never won anything in my life, so I can't relate to it, but I can only imagine.
You've never won anything.
I mean, maybe third place in the Spelling Bee Championship when I was like 10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was third place, Mercedes. It wasn't first.
What about, did you have like field day at school? Did you ever win any races or anything like that? No.
I was a consummate, like honestly, and I'm not saying this to be funny, like mediocrity is my thing. And I think that it's okay to be mediocre. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you need to like embrace it.
Well, that's really impressive that you can recognize that, you know? And it takes a big person to say, hey, I'm mediocre and I embrace it.
It doesn't mean you're bad.
It doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you're good. It just means you're there, right?
That's right.
All right. Also this morning, finding a job that you actually like going to every day can be challenging, but finding one somewhere where you can actually like grow your career and succeed, that may feel next to impossible. So LinkedIn came out with their 9th annual top companies list, and it's a list of employers that they say invest in, helps their employees move to the next level. And they say the best company to work for in 2025 is Alphabet. Do you know who Alphabet is?
No.
They own Google. They own Google.
Yeah, that's
Amazon was number 2. Wells Fargo, number 3. What is the best job that you have ever had? If you had to pick one, like the best job that you have ever had, maybe it was scooping ice cream in the summer. Maybe it was, you know, work in retail. What was the best job you ever had?
Best job. Okay. Oh, man. I'm not just saying, I radio.
Radio.
I mean, there's a lot of, look, to be honest, there's pros and cons with everything. There's pros and cons with this business, but I generally love it. The fact that we're doing this every single day.
What is one of the standout moments in your career in radio that you will never forget?
Ooh, standout moments.
Was it like interviewing a celebrity? Like, a huge one that you were like, oh, can't believe I'm talking to this person, anything like that?
Oh man, this is like Justin Bieber.
You interviewed Justin Bieber?
One of his first interviews, yeah.
Really?
And, again, I'm not trying to be funny. The first thing I thought is this kid, he was what, like 13, 14, yeah. Right? This kid was wearing like size 11 shoes. I haven't grown. My feet haven't grown ever. I've been the same size my entire life. That's the first thing. He comes in with these huge shoes, and he's only like 5'5", Mercedes. You got to remember that. So it kind of looks disproportionate at the time. But yeah, you know, he was a super cool kid. I mean, just like you saw on YouTube, that's exactly who he is. So to see him go through this these different phases in life is just it's pretty bananas.
The fact that like you don't recognize his talent, his voice, his feet are huge.
I'm very visual first, and then I delve into the other layers. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. All right. Finally, this morning, 5 years ago, in the middle of COVID lockdown and quarantines, a lot of people didn't know when they'd return to the office or if they would. And as so many companies made things online and remote. So where do we stand now? They just did a poll that found that 70% of Americans that work full time are back to work. 17% are working part time. 13% are employed. Now, of those that are working in the office, they say that sometimes they still work from home. Things are still shifting. A lot of workers are being asked to return to the office this year, and some companies are going back and forth trying to find the right balance. How did you guys feel about working from home? Did you like it, or did you feel like you were happy to get back to the office?
Well, I think it depends on the person. For me personally, I despise it because I generally love being around people. I kind of feed off people's energy.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I can't talk about the financial aspects. I'm not going to get into all that. But for me, it's about the people. It really is. But again, everyone's different. I know a lot of people thrive off working from home. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Did you like working from home, Steph?
When we worked from home, we had to broadcast from home. I didn't really like it.
No.
I missed you guys like face to face. I really like that interaction. I think our industry needs that. But if I'm like working a corporate job, I would love to work from home.
Yeah, that I think it depends on what the job is. Because mm-hmm. same, I mean, I will say I did like walking downstairs and then doing the show and not having to get dressed and doing all that. Like, that was actually kind of fun. But I did miss that interaction with people and like actually seeing them not over Zoom with their stupid Zoom backgrounds. Like, you're not at a beach right now. I know. It's just, let me see your kitchen.
And Zoom is great in, you know, in technology like that, but it's very different. Like, you and I talking face to face right now, looking at each other.
Yeah.
And it's different over Zoom. It's just different.
The
layers are different.
I feel like you do lose a little bit of that interaction, like, or I don't know, that intimacy.
Sure.
Are we being intimate? No. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is Monday morning. Welcome back from the weekend. We are all just kind of chatting here off the air. Steph is here. Julian is here. He's our radio friend, and he's in town. So we're like, come on the air with us and hang out. Ramon is here. One thing I have noticed about you, Julian, is you have a superpower. And I think this is kind of cool. You have this ability to get things given to you for free. And I want to know more about this. How are you able to do this?
You're the only person that said that you think this is cool.
I think this is a superpower. Yeah. This is amazing.
Some people call it schemey.
What okay. is it?
Well, let me just judgment-free zone for anyone that's listening, okay? I don't do this all the time. It's about the energy. But for example, let's say Starbucks, for example. This happened a couple days ago. I go up to the front counter, and I could tell that the girl was not having the best day. I'm like, how's it going? She goes, you know, it's going. So right there, I know something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, talk to me. I've not made the order yet, okay? So again, it's about the energy. You got to assess the situation. So she's just telling me about, we don't get political anything on the show, I know, I assume. So, but, you know, the T word, tariffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tariffs and the economy and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I get it. You know, I was pretty somber, pretty serious. I'm like, you know, I totally relate to you. I'm in the same situation as you, but, you know, we just have to take it day by day. If I were you, just take it day by day. Use your family structure and, you know, we got this.
Wow,
we got this.
You hadn't even ordered yet? And
I hadn't even ordered. It was a 5-minute conversation. It was legit. And
I'm like, that's really nice.
I know. If I was that barista, I'd be like, no one ever asks me questions like that.
Now, bear in mind, I'm not going to crack jokes because this is not the time. What's the word I'm looking for?
Is it read the room?
Yeah, read the room. Like, relate to what the person's going through. She didn't say anything. I don't think I would do anything. I'm not going to ask for a free drink. Anyway, after the conversation, she goes, you know what? Drinks on me. What would you like? I'm like, no. Thank you so much. And then, you know, I ordered the drink. But I mean, there's so many different examples. Like, I was at a Nordstrom a week ago. And again, the situation, I can go on and on. He was a younger kid. Okay. He goes, dude, I really like your Asics and your track pants. He was listing off the name brands. So already I knew that was my in.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, I got you, man. What do you need? And I'll make a list for you. I said this. I'll make a list on Instagram of all the people you need to follow so you can get good deals on this. He goes, you do that for me? He said this.
No. Wait, so is this genuine from your heart being a nice person, or is this going in with the idea of trying to get something for free?
Mercedes, I walk into Nordstrom to get something altered. Do you go to Nordstrom?
Yes.
Okay, so how much does it cost to get something altered?
Well, with my Nordstrom card, I get three free alterations a year.
Yeah, you get a $200 credit, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't have a Nordstrom card. It's about $20 to hem some pants.
Okay.
Right? So when I walk in, remember, he goes, dude, I really like your Asics and those Needles track pants. He invited it. He initiated the conversation, and that led to me offering some help. So now he follows me on TikTok, and I'm going to make a list for him. Now, with that said, where do I go from there? I try on the pants. I'm like, dude, you want to just, you know, can we just take care of the pants, bro? I said it just like that.
You asked him for it for free?
That's bold. I would never do that.
Ladies, how is that bold when he invited the conversation? Look, at the end of the day, it's not that serious. It's not. He's a cool guy. I'm a cool guy. I'm helping him out. I just asked. It doesn't hurt because we already have that. We have that common theme. What's that theme? He said the sneakers and the shoes. It's no different than you coming in with your pickleball racket, and I work, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really like your pickleball racket. I love pickleball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then would you say, can I have your pickleball racket? Would you ask for free?
The monetary, there is a monetary cap.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for something that's $100, but 10, 20 bucks, I mean, it's no big deal. It's like, it's kind of like, for me, it's like asking for like oat milk at Starbucks. Give me some extra oat milk. What's 10 or 20 bucks, man?
Well, here's my question. Sure. Are you being nice because you're a nice person? Or are you being nice because you're like,
I know I can scheme
get something for free here?
No. I don't go in with that thought. But I mean, if there's a situation that opens the doors, I mean, I don't know if we have the time. We could role play right now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's role play.
Let's role play right now.
I'll be your person. Who am I?
Okay. You're at Starbucks?
Am I a barista?
Yeah, let's call you Mercedes. Are you Mercedes?
No, I want to be Shelly.
Okay, so I walk in.
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you?
Ah, thank you so much. Yeah. I really like that tattoo, by the way, on your arm. That is so cool. What is that?
Thank you. That is from the group BTS, who I love, and it's a heart from one of their album covers.
Oh, is that, that's J-Hope, right?
J-Hope is one of the members, yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, see, I have a lot of friends that follow it, and I've always wanted to get into it. But I know some of the songs, and I'm going to get more into it. Now that you show me that tattoo and you explained to me what it was, now I even have more of a reason. It's a really cool tattoo. Who did the ink?
Oh, one of the people that won Ink Masters.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, no, seriously, I might come back just to ask you some tattoo questions when I get to that point.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, could I get a grande hot latte, maybe like a little bit of like sugar-free vanilla? Is that cool?
Yeah. Let me ring that up for you. Do you have a Starbucks card that you want me to scan here?
Yeah, I'll pay for it. Here you go.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, the fact that you are going to get into BTS, I think I'm going to give this to you for free.
Actually, don't say that. Just take the order.
Oh, okay. I'll take your order. It's okay. $3.50.
Okay, I pay for it in my app.
Okay.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let 30 seconds go, maybe 60 seconds.
Okay.
What was your name again, Shelly?
Shelly,
I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask. Could I get a venti? I know I ordered a grande, but could you just upgrade that to a venti and add some oat milk to that? I'm so sorry. I forgot. Just we got so wrapped up in the tattoo, and I was really enamored by your tattoo.
Don't worry about it. I got you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you are
that was really
evil
good.
Genius.
Yes, that was incredible.
Not evil, and you can't ask for the free. You can't. Do you see what I'm saying? There's like different levels to this, and you add the context. You didn't offer it, right? So I'm going to pay for it, and I had every mean to pay for it. But, I mean, at the end, I mean, what's upgrading to a venti? What's a big deal?
I am just thinking of the ways that you can upgrade in life just by asking for one thing, and at the last minute, just go ahead and make that a venti.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are still reeling over Coachella weekend one. Everybody is talking about Lady Gaga's performance. She had like a five-act performance that was incredible. If you haven't watched it yet, go on YouTube and watch it. We're going to talk more about the whole weekend here coming up next hour in What's Trending. I was not planning to go, but I did like watching the live stream. We're here with Julian and Steph, our friend Julian, who is here from Seattle, and we told him to come in and hang out with us. You almost went to Coachella or no?
Yeah, well, a friend of mine, his name's AJ, he back home, he invited me. He said it just like this over text. He goes, "Hey, bro, you down to go to Coachella this year?" Just like that, right? And, you know, in my mind, I was excited, but also part suspicious. Just my nature. I'm like, is this an invite? So I was excited. That was the excited part of me.
Wait, how did he word it again?
He texted me like, "Yo, bro, you down to go to Coachella this week? I mean, this year."
Okay.
You know, like exclamation, question mark. So part of me is like excited. Part of me is like, wait a minute. Right? I'm suspicious. So what did I say? I said, yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing, you know what I mean? But yeah. I think I said, dude, I'll take care of the food.
Oh, so you're assuming he's paying for your ticket.
Well, he invited, right? Oh. So
is that an invite of with intent to pay? Or is that an invite like, hey, let's both get our own ticket?
I don't know, but that's why I said I'll take care of all the food. Kind of my test, but also, you know, part assumption. And he goes, "Yeah, no, we'll split it. We'll split the food. We'll split the Airbnb, and then the ticket's only like I think it was an astronomical amount. It was like over $1,000.
Oh God, yeah. No!
And that's when I knew this guy's rude.
That's not rude.
Yeah.
He wanted you to go with him to Coachella. He wasn't paying for your ticket.
Mercedes, he knows I'm unemployed. Let's just call a spade a spade. He knows I'm unemployed, so that's rude number one. Rude number two is asking me. It's like he's throwing it in my face.
Oh, I don't think he did it to be mean.
Mercedes, this is not a Lady Gaga concert, which is expensive by its own right.
Yes.
But I'm talking about Coachella's like $1,000.
I know.
So did you think I'm made of money? He goes, "Oh, yeah, it's going to be, it's not a big deal. We're just going to split the Airbnb," which I think was another rude thing to add. You should just take care of it.
Does he have a job?
He works for Zoomies. I'll just go and say he's one of the head creative people for Zoomies.
Are those okay. Those pants? Are those the pants? Like,
he's a designer.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So you agree with me, right?
Well, no, I don't. Oh. I the invite is weird. Invites are really weird. I think sometimes people do not specify their intent with invites. Would you assume if someone invited you to a concert that they're going to take care of your ticket or a festival? 702-364-9400. Or when did the assumption go awry? Because I got invited to a birthday party. Oh, this was like 3 or 4 years ago. And the birthday girl invited us all. She's like, "Hey, do you guys want to come to my birthday dinner? And it's at this place on this night." And I was like, "Absolutely." So I get her a really nice gift. We show up. All of us are there. She's ordering all this stuff, all these appetizers. I'm like, "Dang, we are going all out. This is awesome. I'm so lucky to be here. Have a seat at the table.
And a
this
friend,
is amazing."
Yeah.
Bill comes. And she literally becomes a T-Rex. Her hands get short. And I'm like, and she goes, "Do you guys just want to like, do you want me to have her split it?" There was like 12 of us, 12 ways. And she was number 13. It was like the Last Supper and she was Jesus. Like, she,
12 ways.
We were all looking at each other like, girlfriend ordered wine. She ordered appetizers, nothing that I would have ever ordered if I knew I was paying for it. But we got to foot the bill for it. And I had no idea. I thought she invited us to her birthday dinner that she was taking care of.
Okay. Is this number one? Is this a high priced restaurant? Is it expensive?
It was not cheap. It wasn't like Applebee's or anything like that.
Yeah. There needs to be rules. I think there needs to be like invite Like, there needs to be an actual policy when it comes to invites and what the occasion is. Because when it comes to birthdays, it's their birthday. They're celebrating them. They're inviting you. Any birthday I've been invited to, they've covered it.
Right.
Them or their family, extended family, etc. So that right there, I mean, that's weird to me. And also the 12 ways. Do you know the amount of work the server has to do to separate something 12 ways?
I know. It's a pain, but at the same time, there's some one person that always becomes the head of the bill, and they're responsible for getting the money from everyone.
Right.
And that person's always me. Always me. So I always pay a little extra because someone didn't have $10. I'll get you next time.
So break it down real quick. So did you do 12 ways?
Yeah, we did 12 ways, but I was more like 12 and a half ways because, of course, someone didn't have cash and they'll Venmo me. Guess who never Venmoed me?
Right.
Sheila.
Right. That's the excuse. That's why, I'll Venmo you, and then they don't Venmo you. That's the excuse.
Exactly. Let's talk to Derek really quick. Derek, hey, good morning. What do you think about getting the invite? Do you think it means that they're paying for it?
For a concert, I mean, like, typically what I'll do is I'll say, like, hey, do you want to go, you know, so-and-so's in town, tickets are $25 or whatever. And then I kind of, like, see what they say. Dinner-wise, I mean, I would say that unless I'm like, no, I got you, you know, then you split it or have them, like, zell you right then and there.
I was just surprised because she was ordering, like I said, bottles of wine and stuff. And it just, I don't think I even drank any of the wine. Like, yet I got to pay the bill for that.
Exactly, because you're all inclusive now.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, quick question. When it comes to the concert, when the concert aspect, I like the fact that you preface it by saying, hey, the tickets are so-and-so amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that I was bamboozled? Because low-key, am I mad about it? No, but I honestly do feel a little bamboozled because you got to remember, you know, like your friend, you know they're out of work or something, you know their situation. So I feel, I feel a little bamboozled.
I mean, if they're out of work and you, like, if someone's out of work and you invite them out, like, that's on you because you're like, or like, you know, I'm the person that invited you because,
right,
or that invites because they know, like, all right, either they're on unemployment or they're on savings. Either way, they don't have the money, really.
Yeah, so the fact that he invited you while you were unemployed, that was probably, like, just a poor decision as a friend.
I like you, Derek. I like this guy, Derek.
That's why I love going out to dinner with Mercedes, because I know she'll pay. I know she'll pay, and I'm like, I offer. I'm like, hey, here's my card. She goes, no, me and Matt got it. I'm like, no, James and I will pitch in. She goes, no, seriously. I'm like, all right. I do try, though.
It's so funny, because Steph invited me to go out to lunch for my birthday, and she goes, and I'll pay. And I was like, no, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I know you too well.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Elena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You are caller 20. Yeah. Ready to play Heads Up?
Yay!
Let's do this. We have a $100 Smart and Final gift card up for grabs. You just have to get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. Pick one. Do you want to go with Catch Me at the Main Stage, Excellent Guessing, Talk Flipper to Me, Sky's the Limit, or I'm Loving It?
Excellent.
Excellent guessing. Okay, Easter is on Sunday. These are all things that are associated with Easter. Now, Elena, our friend Julian is visiting us from Seattle, and you have an option here. Do you want to use me as your partner, or would you like to select Julian as your partner?
You're Mercedes. Please.
Okay, all right. So no hard feelings, Julian.
Perfect. None taken.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Ileana and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This hops the Easter what?
Bunny.
Yes. This is a marshmallow treat that you get. They're like yellow and they have sugar on them.
Beep.
Yes. This is what you go on to find those colored things that you find. You go
grass?
On. You go on a what? Like the
it's a hunt.
Yes. This is these are very popular, not really bright and vibrant ones, but these are very popular for this season. Let's pass on that. This is a candy, and they're really chewy, and they come in all sorts of flavors. And you have them around Easter.
Jelly beans.
Yes. This is Mary Had a Little
Lamb.
Yes. This is where you go to pray.
The church.
Yes.
Nice. Yay.
You got it, Elena. Yes. Congratulations. Yes. You just got some bank here. We got a $100 gift card for you to Smart and Final. Definitely could buy lots of jelly beans over there with that. So congratulations. And we will have that for you all week long. Your chance to win another gift card tomorrow morning. With Heads Up, it's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, I have bad news, guys. Or maybe this is good news. Or maybe it's no news. The IRS tax filing deadline is almost here. For most Americans, taxes are due tomorrow. Is that news for you guys? Have you done your taxes or are you still waiting on them?
I'm always prepared. I always get an extension because I already know that I'm irresponsible. So I'm responsible, but I'm irresponsible at the same time.
You're responsible for getting an extension, but yes. Yeah, you haven't done it yet. What about you, Steph?
Been done for weeks now. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I did mine. I was lucky enough to get a refund this year, which I'm torn about because that means basically the government's been using your money. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. It's like, cool, I got money back, but it's like, ugh, they've been using my money this entire time.
How often do you prepare? Like, where, like, do you do the taxes like a month ahead, a month prior, a couple months?
As soon as I get my tax forms, I send them to our accountant and he does them for us. Yeah, I want to get them done right away.
Wow. So you're honest. So you and Steph are very alike.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. What about you? Is it a procrastination? Is it just that you didn't feel like doing it? Why haven't you done yours yet?
I like the padding. I call it padding. I like to get an extension and I like to take my time. So I go through all my receipts myself manually. I will go through everything and then I categorize them. I want to know myself what my expenses are, and then I send it off to an accountant.
I trust my accountant with my heart and soul.
Really?
No. I trust her so much. I'm like, here you go, I trust you, boom boom boom. She comes back, this is what you either are getting or what you owe, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I pay her on the side. And then I'm like, cool, I should double check, but I don't. I trust her that much.
I trust my accountant that way too. I am the opposite of you, Julian, because I just hand over everything. I don't even look at it and then let them do everything. And I'm like, oh,
so you don't like want to tabulate all the receipts just to make sure?
No? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. What is this?
Well, anything that's like that's an expense, I put into like a plastic Ziploc bag.
You
I
do?
Everything.
For receipts for what? Like, give me some items.
Sure. So radio expenses, anything radio related that's related to the job, I have a big Ziploc bag. And for 2025, it's in red ink. I put all my receipts in there. And then what happens is come tax time, open up my email and I'll count it all out. I'll count it all out with my calculator. I give a raw round number, and then I look at all the other expenses, electronics, things that are that you can write off.
Well, certain things are like borderline. Like, let's say your cable subscription. You could say that's for, you know, we talk about shows on the radio, and I got to watch these shows. And do you write that off?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
What?
What about? What do
you mean? Yeah, this is very common.
What other things that can you think of, Mercedes, that you maybe could write off?
I had to buy an outfit to host a thing at for the Girl Scouts. So I bought a brand new outfit, brand new evening dress.
You're writing that off?
Yes, she is.
But are you?
Oh.
Would you write it out? Like, let's say you're hosting an event for a radio show.
Let me think. Yes.
Are you writing off your outfit?
Specific events you're allowed to. Now, Las Vegas Thrill, do they give you an outfit or you can wear whatever?
No, I have to buy my stuff for that.
Okay, so that's an expense. Like, this is very...
What about the makeup that I have to buy to wear to
those are write-offs.
Oh.
And it's perfectly okay.
That's too much.
Okay.
No, I don't have the time to do that.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag. They're going to be like, audit.
Steph, it's a receipt.
I don't have the time to do that. I will let James do that. I'll let James. All right, here you go, babe. This is all the things I'll do. He'll probably glad doing it, but I'm not going to do it.
We are getting schooled in taxes from Julian. Julian, you didn't realize you were going to be our tax advisor when you came and sat in.
I made
with
a lot of mistakes,
today.
People.
Also this morning, there are two words that parenting experts are saying you need to stop saying to your kids. Parenting experts are saying that the words "be careful" are doing more harm than good when it comes to kids. According to experts, saying "be careful" frequently makes our kids start tuning us out. So they're not really listening when something actually dangerous, is a real threat to them. They say using other phrases like, what's your plan here? Or say help if you need help. Something like that.
What's your plan here? That's so passive aggressive. Would you say, would it depend on the age of the children?
I think so. I think if it's a little kid and you're like walking down the steps and you say, be careful, you know, I think they're going to be careful. But if I say that to my daughter now, my 16-year-old daughter, be careful, she literally does not hear a word I say. Like, it's completely out of her brain.
She tunes you out.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you change up the things that you say to your 16-year-old daughter so that it makes her, hey, oh my God, maybe I should start listening to mom?
Yeah, I start throwing her own speak back at her, and then she gets so cringy, like, oh my gosh. So I'll go, bro, and she'll look at me like, bro, did you just call me bro? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what?
Next time, call your daughter bruh with a U. Bruh.
It's not bro, it's bruh.
I do say bruh. Finally, this morning, unclaimed baggage. They just revealed their found report listing the most unique and expensive items that have been found inside lost luggage that went unclaimed. And they take possession of these unclaimed bags after a 90-day search for owners. And then they redistribute the items for sale or give it to charity or recycle it. And here are some of the interesting things that they found last year. A freeze-dried chicken foot, a script from the 1985 film The Goonies.
Great film.
Now that's cool. That's a classic.
Someone just had that in their suitcase. Other unusual items include, like, just think about yourself packing for a trip and putting things in your suitcase and why the people who pack these things. Come up with a story for it, okay? I'll give you one, Julian, and I'll give you one, Steph. Mm-hmm. Come up with a story for why someone packed a toilet seat in their suitcase. Oh. Steph, come up with a reason why someone packed an ice spice chia pet in their suitcase. These were all things that were found, okay? All right, I'll come to you, Julian. Why did they pack this toilet seat in their...
Sanitary issues. I cannot use the public restroom. I need to bring my own toilet seat because it has my... you know what, on it. And
your butt germs.
Exactly. And I want to make sure that the germs stay only with me.
Okay. That's actually a really good reason, taking your own toilet seat and just installing it. I'm very impressed. Steph, why did you pack an ice spice chia pet in your suitcase?
My niece is loves ice spice. She said the only thing she wants for her birthday this year is an ice spice chia pet, and she wants to grow it, put it in her little room, put it by the front, by her window, and that's why I brought my ice spice chia pet for her.
Wow, ice spice chia pets, toilet seat covers. I'm telling you, you guys could come up with a reason for anything.
Where did you get an ice spice chia pet, by the way?
I don't know. I kind of want one. Like, Etsy? How cool would it look once it's grown out, right?
Y'all can have that.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. You send us the emails, and we tell you if you are being a jerk or if you are justified. You can always shoot us your dilemma, your question. We're happy to help, and our listeners are absolutely incredible. So if you have a situation, just send us an email. You can do that through our website, Mix941.fm. Okay, Steph is here. Ramon is here. Julian is here. Here's the email we got from Clara, guys. It says, good morning, guys. My name is Clara, and I'm a big fan of your show. Wanted to get everyone's opinion for Jerk or Justified. So I finally felt like I met a great guy until he told me the other night that he makes most of his money DJing at a popular gentleman's club. He's such a nice guy and seems to have a lot of money. He's only 28, owns his own house. He told me he trades stocks for himself as the other part of his income. He said he was reluctant to tell me about the DJ job because it chases most women away. I don't know what to do. Is it impossible to trust a guy who is around half-naked women four nights a week? I work weekends too, so I liked that we both did and our schedules match up. I asked if he ever dated a stripper, and he said yes, but it was a terrible idea and he'd never do it again. I just have a bad feeling about his job. Am I a jerk for letting that affect how I feel about him, or am I justified to be a little worried? So what should I do? Can I trust this guy? Anyone else out there date a strip club DJ? Signed, Clara. All right, guys, what do you think? 702-364-9400. Is she being a jerk for letting this affect how she feels, or is she completely justified on this. What do you guys think?
I think she's being a little jerky.
Really? Why?
Hints of jerkiness. Because I just don't, from my past experience, you just can't judge someone based off the occupation that they do. Everyone's different. And I do understand, here's the caveat, right? Like, I do understand the occupation. You can't help but to think, well, human, I need to have some concerns here. But transparently speaking, I dated a stripper. This is a while ago, back in the day. I didn't know that she stripped back in the day. This is so long story. I found out on the radio, someone text messaged me out of the blue when we were talking about her and said, oh, I know so-and-so. And that's how that happened.
And that's how you found out she was a dancer? She didn't tell you? She wasn't upfront with you?
Yeah. Well, she was embarrassed about it. And also, it was a short period of time in her life. Like, she wasn't doing it. We were dating.
Okay.
So that's the other level to that. And, you know, and she was a great person. You know what I mean? She really was. It's just an ends to a mean to get through school. So, you know, that's why I'm saying you never know someone's story. And I really would, I call it like fleshing somebody out. You know, you got to spend time, and nothing beats time. You got to spend time with someone to get to know who they really are at the core.
What do you guys think? Let's go to your calls. Let's read your text, 702-364-9400. Susan, it's jerk or justified. Do you think Claire is being a jerk, or is she justified?
I think she's being a jerk. I don't know if it's because I'm from Vegas, but being a DJ, being a stripper, being in the entertainment business, like, it's normal for people from Vegas to be around, you know, that atmosphere. So I think she's being a jerk.
It's like you don't really even bat an eye at stuff like that. And maybe it is we're jaded because we are from here. Or, I mean, I don't know about you, Susan, but like, how often when you grew up here did you see like that billboard of all the butts at the Riviera? Do you remember that?
It's normal.
I just think we're a little bit jaded on that stuff. And the way I look at it is like, look, I get it. I get the whole being worried about that environment, just being in that, it's kind of scary. But I think about it, his resume, I mean, he's trading stocks too.
Yeah,
he's doing something else. And, you know, my take is he was honest with you. And that goes way further than whatever it is you do. He said, I know this job scares off women, but I am going to tell her. I am still choosing honesty. And to me, that says something. A lot of guys would have hidden that until you saw his face on some promo for like Taco Tuesday Tease Night or something. You know what I mean?
Susan, would you go forward with this and spend more time with this, you know, hypothetically, if it was you?
I would. I would give him, you know, even if I was a little apprehensive, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You know, find out who he is as a person. And if I do see some red flags because he is a little too friendly and I'm uncomfortable, I mean, but not just based on his occupation, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Has anyone ever been like judged based on your occupation and what did you do? Here are some of the texts we're getting. This one is from Brianna. She says, don't stress yourself on it. Just like the ladies working there, they don't want to date the customers. The staff generally doesn't date the dancers. Diana says, I'd give him a chance. If he's not into them, trust that. Everyone deserves the same level of trust when you meet them. If there are other red flags, then listen to them. But I think you're safe. Also, it's a job that pays really well. Yeah. Sarah says, those guys just play music and the girls will tip him and go home. They don't care. They just want to make money and go home. It's just a job.
And as long as they're coming back home to you, baby, you're fine. You're good.
Yeah, I agree. And then plus, you can find out what the next big bops are going to be as far as, right? Don't the strippers find out the bops before everyone
the
else?
The best musics are at the strip clubs, baby. I will tell you that much.
It's Mix 94.1.